On Wednesday, March 8th, the Humboldt County Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commission will be hosting a town hall meeting from 6 to 8 p.m. in Southern Humboldt at the Redway Family Resource Center. Today we have Steve Shaning here to speak with us about this town hall meeting, and he is the chair of administration for the Humboldt County Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Commission. Thank you for being here today, Steve.
Hi, Claire. Excited to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. This was my first time learning about the Humboldt Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commission, but it's been around for several decades. And I just wanted to see if you could tell us a little bit about what the commission is.
Sure. As you mentioned, it's been around for quite a while. It reached its current form in the 1970s. It's actually two commissions, Juvenile Justice and a Delinquency Prevention Commissions. In Humboldt County, we've both functioned as a single commission. Other counties have them separate or have one or not the other. Our mission is twofold here in Humboldt County. Our Juvenile Justice is in charge of inspections of any facility where youth might be held in custody throughout the county. Essentially, that's just two of our facilities here that we're responsible for inspecting: the welfare of the youth, how they're treated, fed, cared for, sleep, education they're provided, their general welfare of any child that goes into custody in Humboldt County. So we'll inspect the facilities both at Juvenile Hall and at the Northern California Regional Treatment Facility adjacent to it. And in other years, we've visited substations or places where youth have been held on a temporary basis. The other side of our commission is oversight for anything that happens with children, youth, and in Humboldt County. So that includes family. Our what we have oversight over is a huge chunk. I don't know if there's any other real commissions or places for the public to get input into the process or what's going on with these things in Humboldt County, but the Humboldt County Juvenile Justice Commission has always been an open forum for folks to come forward and hear reports about what's going on and ask questions of the stakeholders involved in the system. Work with the court usually sends a representative. Oftentimes the judge will be in attendance at our meetings, Board of Supervisors, Humboldt County Office of Education, Department of Probation, Department of Social Health and Human Services, as well as a number of non-governmental and non-profit groups work with us and report out to what they're doing in the community too. So we have a Boys and Girls Club, Teen Court, Redwood Community Action Agency. So anything you can imagine that's going on with youth and families and children in Humboldt County come through and have oversight with this committee. We both encourage and support programs that are working, and we have the ability to investigate and sanction programs that are in the wrong. We have the subpoena power of the court to work with us. It's a real dynamic commission to work on. I forgot to shout out to Humboldt County Transition Age Youth Committee, too, who's also a big player in our commission. Mm-hmm. So we try to get representation from all age groups in the community on our commission, including a youth. This is one of the only commissions in California you can serve on, a political commission you can serve on, under the age of 18. So we're mandated to have 15 and up on our commission. Every second Wednesday of every month, normally we meet at Humboldt County Office of Education in the Annex Building. The public is always welcome to those. We're doing a little outreach this month to go to Redway.
Excellent. Well, and so I'm interested in how you investigate these juvenile detention facilities. What's the structure that's in place for you going into these facilities and really investigating how people are treated and what services are provided? Like, how much time do you spend in there?
So I don't do that part of it because I'm experienced in the system. I'm actually a retired deputy probation officer. So we prefer to have people from the community do that inspection. So we want people that are not familiar with what an institution runs like and things like that. They have a list of things that they look at. They're updated by the state on a regular basis. There's several inspections that go on a year of those places, and we're one of three. So our commission goes in as a responsibility to the public. California and the government in general doesn't have a real good track record of always taking care of the least of our citizens. So this is a chance for us as a community to go in and make sure that everything is going the way we'd like to see it run as a community. And I got to say, it always hits the mark. It's one of the last things we want to do with our youth is keep them locked up. But if we do, we want to make sure that they have the top-notch services and top-rated evidence-based programming going to them, because you only get one shot at this kind of treatment before it's not effective. But we know that a lot of those things and a lot of the issues that we tied are tied to other things, either poverty or education or generational issues. And so we try to evaluate all that out and want to get that stuff taken care of before we start locking children up.
Right. So in your experience as a probation officer and now on the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commission, what do you feel is the most effective practice that helps young people kind of turn the corner when things could go either way?
It's really targeted, and we're really scientific about it here in Humboldt County. We evaluate really carefully to make sure. We know that if we give a medium level of services, say classes or counseling, or to somebody that's just really lightweight and we're doing more damage sometimes than good if we're involving people in the criminal justice system that don't need to be. Likewise, if we don't give those services to those who really need it, we're doing a disservice and not providing that. And we're doing our damage to our community by not providing for our neighbors, too. Right. So it's very targeted. It's very evidence-based. It's a lot of interviewing. The people who do this go through a lot of training and hours of training on how to interview and what sort of things to do. And then there's a cognitive basis for their treatment so that we know there's an actual impact and that people do make positive changes in their life.
Who should attend this meeting?
We'd like anybody who wants to have input into the juvenile justice system and what's going on, or wants to learn more about it, or wants to become part of our commissions.
Steve, you also brought a guest with you.
I would love to introduce my daughter, Giselle, and she has the information about the meeting to make sure that everybody knows what's going on in Redway.
The public is invited to this month's meeting of the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commission. This town hall meeting will be held at the Redway Family Resource Center, March 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. We seek public input on issues about children, youth, and families. There will be refreshments, applications to become a commissioner, or public comments are always welcome. Call 440-9326 for more information. See you March 8th, 6 p.m. in Redway.
Thank you. Well done, Giselle.